this morning, the last of our theme song tribute to the Tragically Hip. Our final request comes from listener Dan Nero in The Cusp. Dan sent us a long email. It's an essay, really. And it goes like this. Where do I even start? It's one of those seminal moments. You remember where you were and what you were doing when you heard the news. I did what I always do when something like that happens. I grab a pen and I start writing. And boy, did I ever. One thing I didn't want to write was a eulogy. We'll let him beat to death the inevitability of death just a little bit first, just for us. What I wanted to explain in my own way is why we, as Canucks, united all over the world, care so deeply about this. It really stopped our entire country. Why? What is it about this humble Canadian band that we all relate to? You can't dance to it. Other than a few gifted spots in Canada, most Canucks listen to the Hip in heavy coats and toques with a drink in one hand and simply bob their heads to it. When you're bundled up that tight for 9 months of the year, it's all the movement you can muster. Which is good because I think there is only one person who can dance to the Hip, and that's Gordy himself. It's an interpretive dance. It's a focused, intense delivery of a story, and he really gives it his all. It's a compelling exhibition of talent, and even if you close your eyes, you know the man singing is really feeling it. And speaking of which, I'm going to go out on a limb here and share an observation from my strange world. Gord Downie sings like a woman. More specifically, he sings like Joni Mitchell. He's very melodic, not rhythmic. He's emotional and open about it. Call me crazy, but I would bet a woman covering the Hip would sound better than a man. I could wax eloquent about all the memories I have that the Hip played the soundtrack to in my life, but I won't because we all have them, and this isn't a support group. I do remember exactly where I was when I first heard them. It was locked in the trunk of a car, and it was Love at First Kiss. I went down to my local music store the next morning and I purchased everything they had. At the time, I was working as a sound engineer for bands and concerts, so before a show, I would always play the Hip through the fronts for acoustic testing, crowd enjoyment, and most importantly, my own pleasure. I only ever had one group of people complain about that. Want to take a guess who that was? The bands. It made them sound bad. Who wants to follow the Hip? As a perk of being a sound man, I had access to all the gear for my own use. You may not have been to one of our house or bush parties, but you probably heard them wherever you were. And that's an important thing. It doesn't matter where you are or what the situation is. You could load up to here in the stereo and you have an instant party. You could turn a funeral into a wake. Speaking of which, that's sort of what we as Canadians are doing right now, just sort of backwards. We're having the wake before the funeral. The music. Of the four elements, one that Canadians are rich in is water. I would describe the Tragically Hip as a fluid band. The band is lashing a midnight ocean to a stormy beast with Gord sailing over the top of the waves like the Blue Nose at full sail. Or they're soothing the summer evening waters of the small forested lake for him to paddle over, calling to the loons. Born in the water, like all of us. It's a distinct sound for a unique voice. Nothing fancy, just a perfect medium to float the voice. And that voice. Gord Downie is the master of the pause, for a start. A half-note pause, a full-note pause, or even more. It's another reason that they're so hard to dance to. His range is as big as this country. I stand behind the theory that there are singers and there are vocalists. Celine Dion is a singer and Janis Joplin, a vocalist. Frank Sinatra was a singer. Robert Plant, a vocalist. Gord Downie is a vocalist. One of the Beatles once said of Bob Dylan, "You don't have to know what he's saying to know what he's singing about." That describes Gord quite well, I think. He isn't singing you a story. He's feeling you a story. You're going on an adventure with him. You may not know where you are or where you're going, but damn it, it's good. The Hip carry our flag proudly. We have some Canadian bands and artists, sure. How many of them stay true to us? The Tragically Hip is our band. You could meet a Canadian on the far side of the world and mention The Hip, and it's like a secret password. And when I say true to us, I mean this. They kept it real. Real Canadian, skating on ice, swimming in sloughs and swatting mosquitoes. The CBC, whales, prairies, and sled dogs. The rest of them? Leonard Cohen sang of New York. Joni and Neil moved to California. Celine went to Vegas. Alanis went to India. And dare I mention American Woman? The Hip has been our band. And like a true love, has never wavered. The best part of the Tragically Hip? The treasure we have yet to explore. Even with my ear, I find little unplucked gems in every song, even after 50 listenings. A line or a note that just makes me smile and admire its brilliance for the first time. We as listeners have the luxury of the rest of our lives to pour and sift through a vast library of treasure left to us. And left only to us. As for a request, the first song flowing like water through my head when I heard the news, "Long Time Running." Does your mother tell you things? Long time. Long when I'm gone. That email came from Dan Nero in The Cusp.
Does your mother tell you things? Long, long when I'm gone. Who you talking to? She telling you I'm gone. It's a great mistake when I'm wide awake. Driving's rained out. Weatherman with fingers in the sky, he pokes it out, pulls it in, don't know why. Same mistake, it's been a long time running, it's been a safe mistake.